This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It's time to take a look at all of the games that are going to take place this week. A quick recap on last night's game. The Bengals on last-second field goal beat the Jaguars 24-21. That was the first lead that they had in that game.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Jags came out hot. A lot of takeaways from that game. First of all, I thought it was very enjoyable to watch the two first overall pick quarterbacks, and part of me thought, maybe the Steelers will have somebody like that next year. Who knows? You know, I mean, how much fun those fan bases must have rooting for a really talented, impressive young quarterback to build around. I looked at that game going, this is going to be tough for Cincy. You know, they just played a huge
game.
They
won their Super Bowl.
Right. And we can laugh at the Jags and Houston and the bad teams, but these people are proud, and every eye in America is on them, where on Sunday at 1, most people don't care about the Jags.
Yeah, these are teams that don't usually get a prime time game like that. I know the first thing that I I'm seeing on my timeline on social media and stuff, well, the Jaguars are they're running the football here against the Bengals, and the Jaguars are getting a pass rush on Burrow, and the Steelers couldn't. And
I got a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay, well, the Bengals defense was on the field for about 80 plays Sunday,
yep.
And then had to turn around and come back out and play
with some injuries without Bates and some of their better guys. Right.
Against the Jaguars.
It wasn't the exact same defense the Steelers played.
Right.
You know. And hey, yeah, I mean, every game's different. You can do that with every team in the league. Well, last week these guys ran the ball on you, and that's why they corrected it. You know, what I mean, like
the Saints pounded the Packers in Week 1,
right?
And then went out and got pounded the next week by the
Carolina
Panthers. Does that mean the Carolina Panthers would beat the Packers by 40? No,
right. Yeah, there's some
game script always matters.
There.
Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, the Jags came out playing really well. Lawrence looked better than usual. I think he's starting to get a little more comfortable. Wisely, they're using him as a runner by design to get him some
easy. And they're Robinson the football, too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they were big on him. I mean, some of the people I've talked to that are close to the Jags thought they inherited Robinson. They looked at him like an undrafted free agent. He's just a guy. We're going to draft ATN. And one of the best things that maybe happened to him was ATN getting hurt, realized, this dude's legit.
I mean, Hyde was hurt, so
I
guess we got to give the ball to this guy. And
they brought in
lo and behold,
because
of
the Ohio State connection.
Yeah.
And he's by far their best back.
I just don't think Urban Meyer's not a good football coach.
I think he's in over his head at the NFL level without question.
I'm not going to say he's a good college coach.
Yeah,
the
obviously.
NFL game is different.
It's much different.
He could recruit the heck out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
When he was at Ohio State or
build
Florida.
A program.
Yeah, and build a program. And, this five-star pick isn't working. Well, we'll put this five-star guy in there and replace him. And your Jimmys and Joes were better than the other team's Jimmys and Joes. So the X's and O's really didn't matter.
Yeah. When you get to that point, though, but they don't just give you the Ohio State job without a
Well,
a
no, he earned
support.
Them. He did good things at Utah.
Right.
To get those jobs. And I think
he's a program builder.
Bowling Green before that.
Right.
But you don't get that opportunity in the NFL. You get one first-round pick every year. He didn't get five Trevor Lawrences. He got one.
They got one. And they're still struggling how to make all that work. No, I think he's in over his head right now as a coach. I think Taylor's starting to finally turn the corner a little bit.
Well, that's what happens when you get a top five pick every year.
You
should eventually hit.
And you should start to realize what it takes to win this league.
Yeah.
I thought Taylor was well over his head as a coach, and I'm not sure that he's out of the woods that he's going to be a top guy or whatever.
They should have lost that game last night.
Probably.
If Lawrence gets into the end zone at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
And then what the Cincinnati did after that, they get the stop at the half yard line, and they start running plays they take a delay of game penalty, move the ball back even more.
Well, it was another inch.
You can't take a knee there.
It was an odd situational football.
Burrow into the line and try to get something there, and then take a knee and get the heck out of there.
Have Burrow into the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
But it was an odd situational football move there. They're like, we just want to go to can we just go to halftime, please?
Yeah, can we just?
Without getting a safety or having, we can't kneel because there's no space. It's like, it was pretty clear that they had never practiced that situation.
Right.
I'm not sure how to do this.
Yeah.
You know,
what are we going to do here?
Yeah, we need to kill 50 seconds and I don't know how to do it.
We can't take a knee.
Yeah, can we just not? Yeah, you know, how about we just let the clock run out and you guys let us go in the locker room? And that's not how it works.
But they're 3-1.
They are, and they're better than they've been.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's without a doubt. That leads us to the AFC North games this week. The Browns 2-1 are at the Vikings 1-2. Cleveland favored in Minnesota.
Yeah.
By 2. That's the over-under is 51.5.
I think they're in for a tough one.
I kind of like the Vikings in this game. That's a tough place to play. It's loud.
It's a really tough place to play. I'm sure we'll talk about the Ravens next. I picked against both of them. And it's not because of my Steeler love or we're on SNR or anything. I just think they're really tough environments to walk into.
Two tough road games, yeah.
And I do think the public and probably the betting world might be overreacting to the Browns' slaughter of the Bears last week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that might be the anomaly game of the whole season.
That game was almost like the game where Denver played last year without a quarterback.
It was that bad.
It was that kind of game.
Overmatched.
Yeah.
Today I looked at yards per play differential, and the Browns are by far number one, and the Bears are by far number 32.
Yeah.
Small sample size. Browns were obviously the better team, but let's not get too crazy on just that one game, where Minnesota's the opposite. Minnesota's very close to being 3-0, and they're 1-2, and that's a really tough place to play. And with all respect to Baker, who's playing well, Cousins has been way better than Baker lately.
Yeah,
Cousins is playing really well.
Yeah. I just think that Zimmer will know how to slow down Stefanski's offense.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come up with something there. Now, whether they have the horses to do it or not, that remains to be seen. But I trust.
And that's going to work both ways. Everyone seems to think it's just going to help Stefanski. I'm like, well, it's going to help both of them.
Right, yeah.
Which probably means a low-scoring, tight game.
Yeah, and I like Minnesota's weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's a backfield that can match what Cleveland has.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's Minnesota.
Assuming Cook plays.
Oh, yeah, assuming Cook plays, I mean, that's right there. It might be better.
It might be better.
Chubb might be the better overall player.
Cook might be the best of the group, you mean.
Cook might be the best. You know, if you were picking those guys 1 through 4, it would be a pretty good argument between.
And I'll definitely take Jefferson and Thielen Beckham and whoever the number 2 is going to be.
Cook catches the ball better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without question.
And
Cook might be the best back in the league. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
And they're built the same way. I mean, they're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
And I just think in a tough environment, that's going to be a really tough game. It's almost like a division game.
Yeah.
They know each other really well. If you're going to give me points, I'll take them. If you're a home team, I'll take them. I mean, I'm not betting my mortgage on it, but I think it's going to be 21-20, and I don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, I agree. The Ravens travel to Denver. And, you know, you look at Denver and you say, okay, what are the Broncos? Because they've beaten the Jets, they've beaten the Giants, and they've beaten the Jaguars. I mean, you couldn't have lined up. Who's next on it? And the Lions on their schedule next?
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been easier. Putting it out on a platter for them.
Denver favored by 1 in this game. I've seen that go back and forth. I've also seen Baltimore favored by 1.
Right.
In different places. The over-under 45. Lamar Jackson back at practice today, but he's dealing with a bad back.
I don't like hearing that from a Ravens perspective.
I don't like that either.
I'd rather be a knee or an ankle or a forearm.
Can he step into his throws? Can he make the throws that he needs to make?
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens have allowed 995 yards passing and 5 passing touchdowns in 3 games.
Yeah.
Denver's got some weapons.
They do. And Teddy's actually pushing the ball down the field. He's been really good for the team in that the things we don't like about him, the game manager, the conservativeness, has still been there and trusted defense. But they have a good marriage going now with him actually taking shots, and it helps who they're playing, don't get me wrong. And I think Munchak's done good things with that offensive line, which is kind of the foundation, and they run the ball pretty well. And, you know, Fant and Albert O are quality players.
You want to talk about tough places to play.
I think it's the hardest.
Yeah.
And especially early in the year, and it's still considered early in the year.
For a team that's a little short in the secondary.
Mm-hmm. They played a lot of snaps this year.
Got some guys coming off the COVID list this week up front that, you know.
I just think it's a tough game.
Yeah.
What's the spread in that game? I know the Ravens are 2-1. It's kind of what we were just talking about with the Vikes, but they're awful close to 0-3, too.
Yeah.
If they don't squeak, you know, Tucker's field goal doesn't go in.
If they're 0-3 and the Broncos are 3-0. Broncos are at least a 3-point favorite.
I would say 4.5. Maybe.
It's perception.
It's all about perception. Yeah. And if the end of the game goes a little differently, I don't know. I think I'd take Denver for much the same reasons I'm taking Minnesota. Is I expect a very low scoring game with a lot of runs and a lot of punts, and I'll take the home team in that situation.
Yeah. The only thing that you look at that really favors the Ravens there is if it comes down to a field goal at the end, Tucker might kick a 70-yarder.
They'll try him from their own 20. Yeah. Kneel on the overtime.
Kick this helium ball.
Right. They kick it out of the end zone. You get it at the 25, and then he tries a field goal from there.
I would like Denver's chances even better if they had, like, K.J. Hamler were available, some of the other weapons of Jerry Judy.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
But Fant will be a problem for them.
Oh, yeah. Sutton's a good player.
Sutton's a good player. So, you know, you can only put Marlon Humphrey on one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you add in
they've had some secondary issues, and their linebackers aren't great in coverage right now either with Fant. And
I think Fant could have a nice day.
Yeah, he really could. When we talk fantasy, he might be a guy to maybe even target.
Yeah.
No, I think
Teddy's smart.
Really
Teddy will
games.
Take care of the football.
Yeah, he's not going to lose it for him.
Right.
He may not win it for him, but he's not going to lose it for him. And not that Lamar will. I mean, I think Lamar's playing really well, but I don't love hearing the back.
And I do like Denver's defense a lot. Their secondary.
I do too.
Their secondary will give Baltimore trouble.
If I were Baltimore, boy, I'd kill for Gus Edwards or DK or for J.K. Dobbins or one of those guys right now. I mean, they're just
what they should do is after this game is over. Tell Melvin Gordon you're coming with us.
Yeah, we'll keep you. Yeah, keep a pick and we'll keep him. Because they're really searching at that position right now. I don't know if they're going to figure it out.
Some of the other games around the league. Panthers 3-0 at Cowboys 2-1. Spread is Dallas by 4.5 over an unbeaten Panthers team.
They're sort of like Denver with who they've played.
Over-under is 51.5. They did beat the Saints.
They did. They're impressive. I think Dallas is better.
I do as well.
I'll lay the points in that one.
Yeah. Darnold has played well. Played better. He's played better than he did when he was with the Jets. But
his
pocket presence is still a work in progress.
He's also – I really have respect for that coaching staff, and including both coordinators. I'm not saying it's easy for Darnold. It's way easier than it was with the Jets. He's had very defined reads. And he's making the throws. He's going where he is with the football. Great. But he's not, wow, he's a million times better. He's turned the corner. I like him. I'm impressed with what he's done. And I still think, not having McCaffrey is a problem.
Huge.
I mean, it's a problem.
Huge. I mean, that's they don't have anybody that can replicate what he does.
No. And Dallas is good. Dak, to me, is a top five quarterback and never gets mentioned in that light. There's a massive quarterback advantage, and I don't know that the weapons are, comparable either.
Yeah, I agree.
Dallas D, it doesn't stink, by the way.
Pair of 1-2 teams. Chiefs at Eagles.
Hmm.
Kansas City by 7. The over-under 54.5.
I think the spread should be 14.
Here's the thing. Chiefs don't blow anybody out.
They don't.
Their defense is
the
so
spread.
Bad.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts may run for 150 yards in this game.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. They don't hand the ball to running backs, though,
for whatever reason.
Which makes no sense to me
now,
whatsoever.
Maybe after not doing it last week, they get two running back carries last week.
Right.
Maybe they do go the other way with it this week and finally hand the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Hargrave will be an issue, will be a problem.
He's been awesome this year.
He's been great.
Yeah. We mentioned Urban Meyer earlier that looks in over his head. What the heck's the Eagles head coach's name?
Sirianni.
Sirianni. I think he might be too, to be honest with you. I mean, that offense really seems disjointed, and the quarterback doesn't help, don't get me wrong. They play almost entirely zone on defense. I just think that Reed and Mahomes, by the way, has not been his normal self either, by the way. I mean, he's been really good, but not himself. I just think if you're going to play zone all day against those guys and they know it, look out.
Yeah. Texans 1-2. Remember when the Texans won their opener?
Yeah.
At Buffalo 2-1. Remember when the Bills lost their opener?
Here's the question there. Are you willing to lay 17 points in that one?
They have the spread here at 16.5.
16.5,
The over-under is 47, so think about that.
Right. Right, yeah. Implied win, point total or whatever. Yeah. I think Buffalo destroys them. But I think Texans are a great back. Texans and Lions are my backdoor cover teams. Because I think they'll play hard.
They don't quit.
Yeah.
Cooks has been a monster.
Yeah.
He's just, we'll see what happens with that one. But Josh Allen seems to be getting it together. The Bills, oh, yeah. The Bills defense looks legit.
Bills D might be the best in the league.
They should win that football game.
I think they win huge, yeah.
Giants 0-3 at Saints. Somehow the Saints are 2-1.
Yeah.
And they have, I don't know, have they thrown for 300 total yards yet this year?
It's they have the least passing yards in the league by a wide margin.
They're favored by 7.5 points.
I don't know if they should be favored by anybody.
The over-under is 42. You want to talk about, like, at least it's 42.
Yeah, that's a tough.
It's a 7.5 point spread.
Right.
I mean, that,
that doesn't quite add up.
Something doesn't work there.
No, it doesn't. I think the Giants keep it close.
They'll score.
I mean, the Saints don't have any receivers.
Right.
I think they win the game. I think they're the better team. I think the defense is the best unit out there. But that doesn't mean they're going to win by a lot.
Right. I don't know if they should be favored.
That doesn't add up. There's like four spreads this week that I look at. I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Which probably means if I put money on them, I'll lose every one.
That's how that goes.
Yeah. They don't build those big buildings in the desert because they lose a lot of bets.
Is this an AFC elimination game? Colts 0-3 at Dolphins 1-2.
No, only because the South is so horrible.
There's that.
Tennessee could fall on their face, but
here's
kinda.
The thing, though: the loser then loses the tiebreaker against that other team.
I don't think the loser of that game has any chance at a wild card.
Right.
So in a way, yes.
In a way, yes. So Miami favored by 1.5. The over/under is 42.5.
I think Miami's better.
Colts are all kinds of banged up. Miami just refuses to throw the ball down the field, though.
Right.
Like if they're going to throw sideways all day long,
right?
Darius Leonard might have 180 tackles.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to bet on both against both those teams right now, to be very honest with you. I don't have a lot of faith in either one. I wish the Steelers were playing one of them this week, to be honest. Because they're searching.
And neither one of them are in the schedule. Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're both just in a bad spot right now. But to your point, I don't think Miami – I mean, I think Buffalo wins that division, and it's over by, you know, Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen Waddle has 22 catches.
Yeah. For nothing.
For 167 yards. He's averaging 7.6 yards per catch.
And
he's like
one
a 4.3 guy.
He's like one of the three fastest guys in the league. Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Right. It's all horizontal. They're treating him like he's Rondell Moore or one of those type of guys. You know, just get it to him quick. You know, we were talking about how high percentage of Steelers' throws are behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, they did it on their own 1 yard line, which was a safety. You know, they threw it to him like 4 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah,
like,
that's just here. Come on, try to make something happen here, kid.
Right, right. Best of luck.
His 22 receptions are the second most in a player through his first three career games in Super Bowl era. I guarantee you that 150 players have had more yardage.
Yeah, well, everybody has. Right, right. It's really a strange anomaly.
That's just nuts. Washington 1-2 at Atlanta 1-2. Washington favored by 1.5.
This is one I don't think
the
over under
47.5. I think that one's completely wrong. Washington should be favored by 3 or 4.
Yeah, I was going to say like 4 or 5. I just think Atlanta's bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. And okay, Washington's defense hasn't been close to what we expected. But those offensive linemen and Matt Ryan aren't blocking those four. I mean, it might
Matt
not
Ryan's
be as
averaging 5.3 yards every time he drops back to pass.
Yeah, it's really bad.
He's averaging six yards per attempt. He's getting sacked a lot.
And their defense is worse.
Their defense is awful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really hoping Gibson's 100%, and I think Washington just controls the football and beats the tar out of this team, to be honest with you. I mean, Atlanta beating the Giants last week doesn't change my opinion at all.
Not one bit. I read these off of the stats and all this stuff off of the NFL Nation on ESPN stuff. Insiders. Almost every one of these games, because they've been a lot of close ones, the guy who's picking for one team, in this case, the guy who covers Washington picks Washington. Guy who covers the Falcons picks the Falcons. Like, come on, man.
Right.
I wouldn't pick the Falcons to win the lottery if they had every ticket in the lottery.
You should know the team better than anybody, right? That's a good point.
Titans 2-1 at Jets 0-3. This is a utter mismatch, although.
Did you get the blurb that just came across a minute ago?
No.
Julio and A.J. Brown both ruled out.
I kind of expected that.
Yeah. Wow.
They'll figure out a way to move. They'll hand the ball to Derrick Henry 40 times.
No, a million times.
In fact, he may – it might be 30 times. They might actually throw him the ball 7 or 8 times this week.
So what,
just run the whole offense through them.
I saw this earlier, and I know you have the numbers in front of you. What's the over-under and spread in this game again?
7 and 44.5.
So do we think the Jets can get to 10?
No.
I can't imagine the
Titans.
They
scored 6 points in their last two games.
They're horrendous.
They've got 20 points all season.
So I can't see the Titans getting to 34.
No.
With no receivers? Like, this just screams under. Yeah. With Henry,
would have to score six touchdowns,
and they'd have to be like 90 yards. You know, just sort of throwing people around like they're little kids.
Well,
you know,
which could happen,
right? That's another one that just didn't add up to me. I'm like, how do they get the 44 points?
Yeah. The Jets have 20 points in their first three games.
They don't score points.
That's my argument. That, you know, people talking about the Steelers' offense is the worst in the league.
No, you haven't seen
the Jets.
Right. Jets are horrendous. They scored 3 points in the first half.
Yeah. Speaking of horrendous. Lions 0-3 at Bears 1-2. Chicago favored by 2.5. The over-under 41.5. That's the lowest of the weekend. I actually like the Lions in this game.
I think I do, too. I think they know who they are better.
Yeah.
Goff's an NFL quarterback behind an NFL line with NFL coaches that know what to do with those guys. I expect
they can actually get the ball to their weapons.
Right. And it's Hawkinson and Swift. It's not receivers. It's not traditional. I think the Fields experience will be way better. Again, we thought that was a massive anomaly, but they're still figuring it out.
It wouldn't surprise me if they run Dalton out during this game.
I think they will. Or Foles.
Or Foles.
Yeah. Right. I think Detroit wins.
I do, too.
Chicago's a bad team.
Yeah. And wouldn't you know it, the Lions guy picks Lions 21, Bears 14. The Bears guy picks Bears 21, Lions 17. This one might actually be the game of the week. Cardinals 3-0 at Rams 3-0. That's a 4-0-5 start. Rams favored by 4.5. The over-under 55.
Yeah, good fantasy game for sure, obviously. Some star power there. Two semi-candidates for MVP at quarterbacks. You know, I mean, divisional game. And I know divisional games don't usually work this way. I think the Rams are going to be a little spent after the Tampa win. You know, just...
Perhaps.
So emotional.
But they didn't have to go anywhere. They're still home.
Right. I know. I think Arizona keeps it close, although I think the Rams are probably the best team in the league right now.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they keep it close.
Yeah. How about this stat? Unders are 8-2 in Rams home games since the beginning of last season.
Really?
Wouldn't think that.
Mm. It's a pretty good trend, though.
In those eight games, Rams are 6-2 outright and 5-3 against the spread.
Hmm.
So
I'm just wondering, is their defense that much better at home? Does Donald have a better get-off?
Yeah.
But there wasn't any fans.
Yeah, right. Well, sticking with the trend, the Cardinals guy picks the Cardinals 41-38, and the Rams guy picks the Rams 32-26.
That's about where I'm. I think it's closer than that.
Yeah. This is a big game for the Seahawks.
Huge.
Seahawks 1-2 at 49ers 2-1.
1-3 in that division is a problem.
Yeah.
Real problem.
San Francisco favored by 2.5. The over-under is 52.
Seattle's defense is really, really bad.
It is, but San Francisco's secondary is all kinds of banged up.
Yeah. My co-host on the podcast, he's a Niners guy, I'm a Steelers guy. He's actually picking Seattle, you know, because he said, I think my team, the Niners.
Wilson's 15-4 against the 49ers, by the way.
Is he? Wow.
That's a good reason why.
That's
he's
a good
doing
reason.
That.
But he had a really good point. He's like, we're just not a good matchup right now for Seattle. Our corners are bad. And that's a bad team to be bad at corner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those two receivers are a problem. And, you know, he was talking about how, you know, everything with San Francisco is hit Debo for a short one, break a tackle. Yeah. You know, we don't really have a deep threat, he was saying. We need the DK Metcalf to attack their deep guys. We don't have that type of player, you know.
Was he saying we the whole time?
I noticed I was doing that a lot. They had the better quarterback in Seattle. And the Seahawks are one of those teams, like, just when I think they're in a bad spot, Wilson and Carroll win a game.
It's a division game.
Yeah.
You know, they know what to expect here.
But once again,
sticking with the trend,
they both picked their own teams.
It's actually opposite, though. How about this one? The Seahawks guy picks the 49ers 31-30. The 49ers guy picks the the Seahawks 34-31.
I like Seattle to win that one.
I think they do, too.
That's the type of game Wilson and Carroll win.
Ravens 2-1 at Broncos 3-0. We talked about that one already.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Steelers and Packers. We've talked about that one all week long.
Quite a bit, yeah.
The big one that everybody's talking about that I don't think – this is another one that doesn't make any sense. The Buccaneers 2-1 at Patriots 1-2. The spread is 7, Tampa by 7. The over-under is 49.
It should be 11.
The Buccaneers, I think, score 49 points on their own.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't think this game's close
at all. They won't take the foot off the pedal. This is one where B.A. will just say, Tom, go out and throw as many touchdown passes as you want.
To Gronk.
Yeah.
So he can
Gronk
do the big
may
spike.
Cut three,
right.
Yeah. Three touchdown passes. And
Gronk's questionable for this one. I don't care if he's missing a foot in an arm. He's going to play, and he's going to catch a touchdown this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people thinking that, Belichick's going to come up with something Tom Brady's never seen before. Get out of here with that.
That's fine.
The whole Belichick will take away what you wanted, or your best weapon. Which one?
That's what I say. That's fine and all, but his Jimmies and Joes aren't close.
Not even close.
Not to mention, they're the hardest team in the league to run against.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You're going to put it all on the kid.
Mac, you take it away. They're in big trouble.
The two picks. The Tampa Bay Raider picks the Buccaneers 28-24. The Patriots Raider picks Buccaneers 27-20. They both
good.
Think that they – but it's. I think it's going to be bigger.
I think it's bigger than that. I don't think New England's going to put many points up.
No, I don't think so either. And then the final game of the weekend, Raiders 3-0 at Chargers 2-1.
It's going to be like a Raiders home game, though.
Chargers favored by 3. The over-under is 51.5.
There's more Raider fans in L.A. than there are Charger fans.
Yeah, I like the Chargers in this game.
I do,
I think they're just a better football team.
Me, too. I consistently sell the Raiders short, and I sure did when they came here. But I think the Chargers are better.
It's been they've done what they've done.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've played well.
Yeah, but.
No, I think the Chargers are the better football team. Maybe better coached, better weapons, better quarterback. I mean, Derwin on Waller is really interesting to me.
Derwin playing this week?
What's that?
And Derwin James banged up, isn't he?
You might be right. I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
I thought he was. I could be wrong about that, but I thought I saw that earlier in the week that he's a little nicked up. But
I think it'll be a really good game. I can't wait to watch it. I don't think it's a blowout at all. But
I think it'll be a close game. I think the Raiders are better than everybody. We're starting to get that. I think the Patriots aren't as good as everybody thought that they were.
Right.
Except I wasn't on that train.
No, you were not.
I think the Raiders are better than people thought. I think the Cardinals are a better team than people thought.
Yeah, they're real.
There's some teams out there that you look at and say, they're probably a little bit better than we thought.
This is a big Brandon Staley thing. Is we're gonna play with light boxes, play a lot of cover four. Have our safeties come down almost as linebackers to play the run. Just beg you to run. Gruden will hand it to Barber 100 times.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's enough.
I don't know if you can keep
up with that.
Yeah, because the Chargers are going to score.
They're going to score.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Allen's going to be a problem. Williams is going to be a problem. Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's going to do it for the segment. So we're going to take a break here. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We'll pick our DFS team for this week.
All right.
Hopefully we get on the winning side of this for once.
Oh, we're due.
You continue to let me down here, man.
We've been lulling people to
sleep. My lineup that I put together myself last week, I won money on. My lineups that I have done with you, I've not won.
Yet. We're about to explode, and we're not even going to be here Monday because we're going to be so rich.
There you go. Find out what we pick right after this.